Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Saints, and welcome to another broadcast of Reformation News, where I, your brother and servant in Christ, Radio Reformer, am in studio to present to you Proposition number 82. Proposition 82 belongs to that cluster of propositions that deal with how the Archbishop Metropolitan of the Joint College of African American Bishops in so many ways mirrors the apostate Cain. That's right, I said it. The Archbishop, the Metropolitan of the Joint College of African American Bishops, does, in my biblical opinion, mirror the first apostate, the first heretic ever. And his name was Cain. The number here for J. Delano Ellis, the Metropolitan Archbishop of the Joint College of Bishops, the number here for him to call, if he would like to converse, is 646-564-9730. Again, 646-564-9730. In proposition number 82, it reads, like Cain, the Metropolitan Archbishop of the Joint College of African American Bishops has established an apostate center of consecration. Let me repeat that again. Like Cain, the Metropolitan Archbishop of the Joint College of African American Bishops has established apostate center of consecration. My text is Genesis chapter 4, verse 17. It reads, "And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived, and she bare him Enoch. And he, Cain, built a city, and called the name of the city after the name of his son Enoch." Well, Cain once again shows how rebellious he is, for God said he would be a fugitive and a vagabond, that he would wander the earth, but in a state of Cain being in a state of continuous rebellion shows that he is not going to be a fugitive, that he is not going to be a vagabond, that he is not going to wander the earth as God destined him to, but that he would put down roots. It says in verse 16 that Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt, parked himself, settled, put down roots in a land called Nod, which was east of Eden. Nod. The word Nod, the noun Nod, means wandering, the place for the exiles, the place of wandering. Well, it was the place of wandering, it was a place for the exiles, but it wasn't far enough. God said to Cain, you will be a perpetual fugitive and a perpetual wanderer and a perpetual vagabond. But again, what did he do in verse 16? He thumbed his nose at God and he put down roots. He established a settlement. And there, on that settlement, which was called Nod originally, he knew his wife. He had intimacy with his wife. She conceived. She bore him a son. And he called the city that he built there on Nod, he changed the name of Nod and changed it to Enoch. He changed the name Nod, which means wandering in exile, and he did not want to be associated with that name, for that name spoke of his judgment from God. But he wanted to erase God. He wanted to remove God. He did not want to retain God and his knowledge, so he changed the name of the place, which was Nod, and called it Enoch, and built a city around this place, and the city was called Enoch. The same name that he gave his son. Well, the name Enoch, the noun Enoch, means consecration or initiation. Consecration or initiation. Well, I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, that Dave Delano Ellis does not serve God. He doesn't. He doesn't. Because anyone who pushes Roman Catholic canon law cannot serve the God of the Bible. Simply can't. There's no way to reconcile. There is no way to reconcile how a person claims to serve God, but yet does everything according to canon law, which is the doctrines of men meshed together, entangled, interwoven with doctrines of demons. There's no way. There's no way you can claim to serve the God of the Old and New Testament, to do exactly as the good book says, to have the canon of Scripture be your canon of rule and faith, and at the same time claim that everything that you do concerning episcopacy is done according to church law or canon law. Well, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ has no other law than the Bible. And the church of Jesus Christ knows nothing of canon law. Not Roman Catholic canon law, not Anglican canon law, not Greek Orthodox canon law. It does not acknowledge any kind of canon law. It does not acknowledge any doctrines of demons meshed together with the doctrines of men. Just doesn't. But Dave Delano Ellis continues to consecrate people based on canon law. And like Cain, he has established a consecration center. That consecration center is called the Joint College of African American Pentecostal Bishops. That's the organization. That's his new consecration center. It's an apostate one. Now, I'm not going to be long today, and the number here, I'll be long if Dave Delano Ellis mans up and calls. Then I'll be long. Then I'll definitely be long. Then we'll have a broadcast for the ages. But I don't intend to be long. They're waiting for me in the prayer chapel. I need to be there by 12 noon. So I don't intend to be long, and I don't need to beat this horse dead. It's already dead. The horse is already dead. Whatever other propositions I have left, if I stop today, if I did no more propositions, we've already proven the case that the Joint College of African American Bishops and all of its members are apostate. The members are apostate and the institution is apostate. Do I really need to do Proposition 82 through 95 to make the case? The case has been already made. But yet, we're going to continue with our assignment to produce 95 of these propositions. Do we need any more nails in the coffin? No, we don't need any more nails, but you know what? We're going to put 12 more in. We're going to put 13 more in. 13 more nails that we don't need. Now, let me read to you from J. Delano Ellis' asinine book, The Bishopric, A Handbook on Creating Episcopacy and the African American Pentecostal Church. On page 17, which is entitled In the Beginning, it happens to be chapter 1, he says, one late afternoon in the summer of 1994, four men were traveling from New York to Philadelphia for the purpose of purchasing vestments and insignia for the Episcopal office. While traveling, Archbishop Wilbur Sterling McKinley and Archbishop Roy Edmund Brown, both of Brooklyn, New York, along with Bishop J. Delano Ellis of Cleveland, Ohio, were discussing the need for providing assistance and training for the proliferated episcopacy within the African-American Pentecostal community. After a lengthy discussion, a telephone call was made to Paul Sylvester Morton of New Orleans, Louisiana. Bishop Morton expressed his desire to join with these men in forming this college, and Bishop Ellis was elected to preside over this venture. The name chosen for the organization was the Joint College of African American Pentecostal Bishops, a.k.a. the Joint College of Bishops, and the headquarters was ordered to be situated in the seat of the founding presidency, which is Chester Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio. So there you go. There you go. Like Cain, they established, these men went from the presence of the Lord and established a consecration center. Now, here's J. Delano Ellis. He's consecrating a female bishop. And I want you to hear how he's going to consecrate her. And all of this is done based on the code of canon law or church law. I need you to hear this. This is important because I need to show you that all of this is not of God. It's not of God. Because it can't be of God if it's done according to church law, church referring to the Anglican Church and the Roman Catholic Church, and it cannot be of God if it's based on canon law, which is nothing more again, and I keep saying it over and over and over, and Mr. J. Delano Ellis, you have an opportunity to prove me wrong by calling in. The number here is 646-564-9730. But here is J. Delano Ellis participating in a consecration of a woman bishop, and he says he did it according to canon law.
We've done what church or canon law requires.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
We've done what church or canon law requires.
Yes, that's what the Roman Catholic Church requires. The Roman Catholic Church requires that when you consecrate a person, according to canon law, you must have one chief consecrator and two co-consecrators. And that's exactly what you have here. J. Delano Ellis, being the Cain, he is the chief consecrator. And alongside of him are two other co-consecrators. Your episcopacy, your bishopric, is not legitimate according to the Roman Catholic Church, according to the Anglican Church, unless you have three who consecrate you. One being the chief consecrator, in other words, Cain, and the other two being the co-consecrators. Here's more. And remember, he's done this according to church law or canon law.
We've done what church or canon law requires. Now it's up to you, Jacqueline,
yes,
to do what you were called to do.
Yes.
And so I say to you, ordained elders in every city,
yes,
set in order those things that are wanting.
Yes.
But without fear,
yes,
and without favor.
Yes.
And so now we have consecrated you.
What did he do? What did he say he did? He just consecrated her. Well, the very word Enoch, capital E-N-O-C-H, means consecration. It means new beginning. It means initiation. You are entering into a new beginning. A new beginning that is not sanctioned by God. God has no new beginning for Cain. Cain is to be a fugitive and a wanderer. He is to be a vagabond. He is to be exiled. He is to keep walking and never stop walking. Yet he stops. He violates a direct order from God. He stops. He settles. He establishes roots. And then he builds a city which he calls consecration, initiation, or new beginnings. That's what Mr. J. Delano Ellis has done here. He just said. I want you to listen to it again. He's done it according to church law, but it's not biblical church law. It's Roman Catholic Anglican church law. He's done it according to canon law. Again, folks, canon law is doctrines of demons, mixed together, becoming one with the commandments of men. And he just said, we just ordained you according to canon law. What we've done here is by Roman Catholic law, and in addition, this is legitimate because I am the chief consecrator, which is what canon law requires, and there are two co-consecrators, which is what canon law requires. You never get that in the Bible. You never get that. You never find that. That you need a chief consecrator and two co-consecrators. Never have. That's Roman Catholic gibberish. That's where it comes from. That's where it comes from. Mind you, he uses the word, we've just set you apart. We've just given you a new beginning. You have a new beginning. A new beginning. You have been initiated. Here it is again.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
We've done what church or canon law requires. Now it's up to you, Jacqueline, to do what you were called to do. And so I say to you, ordained elders in every city, set in order those things that are wanting. Go without fear and without favor. And so now we have consecrated you a bishop in God's holy church.
What God is that? Because it's not the God of the Bible. This is not the God of the Bible. Now, they consecrated her, but it's according, remember, Satan hijacks, uses biblical terms. Terms that God would have his people use, Satan takes them too. And here is Cain establishing a city called Enoch, a place of, think about it. Here is a murderer of souls, which is what Satan is. Satan murders souls, and Satan is a liar. Well, we have already proven that Satan has a son called Cain. That's 1 John chapter 3, verses 10 through 12. Cain is of the wicked one, and how do we know that? He lied like the wicked one. He lies like Satan, and he murders like Satan. Well, what is Dave Delano Ellis doing? He's lying to these people. That makes him a Cain. And the fact that he's misleading all these souls makes him a murderer of souls. Just like Cain. Just like the devil. And now he's consecrating. This is a lie. And I read to you how they purposely established a consecration center established in Cleveland, Ohio. That's the headquarters. As you heard, we have just consecrated the same words. Those are the favorite words of Enoch, consecration. Enoch means consecration. It means what it is. You're being initiated. You now belong to this club. You now belong to this elite movement, which again is one filled with pride, and pride always goes before the fall. Well, here's another clip. As J. Delano Ellis plays the role again, he plays the role of consecrating bishop. Here he is. Here's another clip of him acting as chief consecrator. Here's another clip.
Bishop Scott will lay hands first. We will lay our hands on top of Bishop Scott's hands. And Bishop Gabriel Halton, one of the associate bishops of Lively Stone, will lead us in prayer. While we agree with God in the consecration of Lee Alexander.
As we agree with God in the consecration of, again, what God is he talking about? Because it's, and don't tell me, well, the reason why they have a chief consecrator and two co-consecrators is because they represent the Trinity. They represent God the Father. No, they don't. Listen, remember, Satan has a Trinity. The dragon, who is Satan, gave power to the beast. The beast is the Antichrist. It is Satan's son. And the beast has a sidekick called the false prophet. So the two co-consecrators are the beast and the false prophet, and the chief consecrator stands for Satan. There you go. There you have your unholy Trinity. It must mean Trinity. It must be in the Bible. Well, yeah, an unholy Trinity. And when he says God's holy church, no, it's the unholy church. It's the harlot church. It's the prostitute church. Here he is again, rounding up the bishops. They're going to lay hands, they're going to put oil, and they're going to say the prayer of consecration. Here it is again.
Bishop Scott will lay hands first. We will lay our hands on top of Bishop Scott's hands. And Bishop Gabriel Halton, one of the associate bishops of Lively Stone, will lead us in prayer while we agree with God in the consecration of Lee Alexander. If you...
Now, who's doing all the speaking in these videos? Who's giving orders and who's telling who to position themselves and what role each one is going to... Well, J. Delano Ellis. He's the Cain. He's the chief consecrator. You know, it wasn't Cain's son who said, you know, I'm going to name the city after me. No, it was Cain who named the city after his son. And Cain says, doggone it, I'm going to have a new beginning. I'm going to part ways with God, and I'm going to leave God. I'm going to depart from God, and I'm going to establish a new beginning for myself, and I'm going to establish a city, and I'm going to build it, and I'm going to call it Enoch, which means consecration, initiation, new beginning, elevation. And I'm not going to do what God says. I'm going to do what I want to do. And I'm going to develop my own leadership. And I'm going to establish my own rules of consecration. I'm going to have my own code of canon law. I'm going to be a law unto myself. Here's another consecration audio. Here's another one. And here they're consecrating a man by the name of Robert G. Moore. And now J. Delano Ellis is going to invite someone to come forward and join him in praying for this new so-called bishop that they're going to consecrate at this moment. The audio is a little rough, but it is what it is. But you can hear J. Delano Ellis directing traffic. You can hear Cain mentioning the word consecration again. He just said, I'm going to ask Bishop Dickerson the Younger. I'm inviting him to come so that he can pray for his brother. He says, lead us in the prayer of consecration. Did you hear that? Lead us in the prayer of consecration. But he's directing traffic. He's the one giving out the parts. He's the one telling the persons what they will do in this consecration, so-called consecration, elevation, installation service. Here he is again. Lead us in the prayer of what? Consecration. Lead us in the prayer. Here it is again. It's a little tough to hear, but if you focus, you'll hear it. The Joint College of African American Bishops, which was founded in 1994, is a consecration machine. It's a consecration institution. It just keeps cranking out consecrations. It's like a diploma mill. What does a diploma mill do? It cranks out diplomas. Well, this is a consecration mill. And again, what did Enoch establish? A consecration center where all people rejected by God can show up and have a new beginning. Here's another clip where J. Delano Ellis talks about these consecrations. Here's another clip. This is an infomercial for the Joint College of African American Bishops.
Every month or so, there's a new promotion, a new installation, a new consecration, a new consecration, installation, a new consecration, installation, a new consecration, installation, a new consecration.
You see, every month, they're cranking them out. There's a new installation, a new why? Because everybody's trying to get on the bishop bandwagon. Everybody wants a new beginning. You see, when you become a bishop, according to the Joint College of African American Bishops, you as the new bishop, you have a new beginning. And you know what the new beginning is? You are now a tyrant pastor. You are now a dictator pastor. You have a new beginning in that now you sit up on the throne with your wife, the first lady, and now the people become your servants. The people, too, have a new beginning. They just don't realize that it's an awful new beginning where they are the plantation slaves and you, the bishop, are the plantation owner. That's why people want this gig. That's why they want the job. That's why they'll pay the big bucks to have J. Delano Ellis and others come and consecrate them. They'll pay for the vestments. They'll pay to rent a big church, because you got to rent a big church. Most of these bishops have little storefronts, so J. Delano Ellis is not going to do one of these elaborate services, one of these elaborate consecrations. They're not going to do that at a little storefront church. You better rent yourself a big building, or he ain't coming. So you got to spend the thousands of dollars on the vestments. You got to spend the thousands of dollars bringing these people in, hotel rooms, airfare, everything. You got to spend the thousands of dollars to rent the place. It's big money. So that you can have a fairy tale new beginning, but when all is said and done, you're like the emperor who had no clothes. This is a bogus consecration, because when all is said and done, you're going back to your little storefront. But like J. Delano Ellis says, people want this. Why? Because they feel that if they can get this, they hit the jackpot. They never have to work another day again. They will be the plantation owners, and they will have a plethora of house and field Negroes. bringing in the tithes and offerings. Here he is again.
Installation, a new consecration, promotion. So, every month or so, there's a new promotion, a new installation, a new consecration. Boy, we have a plethora of bishops, overseers, and apostles being elevated. And I keep asking myself, for what?
Well, you should have asked yourself that in 1994. Not in 2017. You should have asked yourself that in 1994 when you started this cockamamie organization. Again, proposition number 82 reads, like Cain, the Metropolitan Archbishop of the Joint College of African American Bishops has established an apostate center of consecration. The consecrations are bogus. An apostate center of bogus consecrations, worthless consecrations, meaningless consecrations, asinine consecrations. That's what they are. They mean nothing. Again, like Cain, the Metropolitan Archbishop of the Joint College of African American Bishops has established an apostate center of bogus, fake, illegitimate, asinine consecrations. My dear brothers and sisters, need I say more? When you read Genesis chapter 4, verse 17, doesn't it seem to you that J. Delano Ellis is basically doing today and consecrating all these bishops, running around, sporting himself, promoting himself as a chief consecrator? Doesn't he mirror Cain? Doesn't this man mirror Cain? He does. And tomorrow, I'll be back with proposition number 83, and I'll even show you how he mirrors him even more. How he mirrors Cain even more. So tomorrow we'll be back. They're waiting for me at the noontime prayer meeting. I'm as late as it is. I shouldn't even be on the air. I should be on my knees before the Lord. So I conclude this broadcast, and I look forward to tomorrow giving J. Delano Ellis another opportunity to show me why he doesn't look more. God bless you, saints. Love you in Jesus. Keep the faith.
A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. Our helper, he amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe does seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate, on earth is not his equal. Did we in our own strength confide our strife? prince of darkness grim. We tremble not for him. His rage we can endure, for lo, his doom is sure. One little word shall fail him. That word above all earthly powers, no thanks to them abideth. The Spirit and the gifts are ours, through him who with us sideth. Let goods and kindred go, this mortal life also. The body they may kill, God's truth abideth still. His kingdom is forever.